This is The World in Brief from The Economist. Our top stories. Inflation in the Eurozone hit a record 8.6% in June, with energy prices increasing at an annual rate of 41.9%, according to estimates released on Friday. Food, alcohol and tobacco prices increased by 8.9%. The figures will put pressure on the European Central Bank to raise interest rates faster to stem inflation. The World Health Organization called for, quote, urgent action to limit the spread of monkeypox in Europe, where cases have tripled in the past 2 weeks. Some 4,500 laboratory-confirmed infections, 90% of the worldwide total, have been reported there. Nearly a tenth of patients have been hospitalized. None has died. Almost all who reported demographic data are homosexual and bisexual men aged 21 to 40. A ban in India of 19 types of single-use plastic, including plastic cups and cutlery, came into force. The country currently produces around 3.5 million tons of plastic every year. Environmentalists celebrated the new rules, but emphasized the importance of proper enforcement. Street vendors were more wary, citing the limited supplies and higher costs of alternatives. A ship carrying 7,000 tons of cereal left the Russian-occupied Ukrainian port city of Berdansk, destined for, quote, friendly countries, according to a member of the pro-Russia administration there. Russia's blockade of food exports from Ukraine is causing misery around the world. Hours earlier, Russian missile strikes on an apartment building and a recreation center killed 21 people, including a child, near Odessa, a port city in the south of Ukraine. Three Chinese state airlines pledged to buy nearly 300 Airbus jets, their largest order since before the pandemic. Together, the aeroplanes have a sticker price of $37 billion, though airlines normally get discounts. The deal is a blow to Boeing, which has not sold to a Chinese commercial carrier since 2017, and whose 737 MAX jets are still grounded in China. The Biden administration released a 5-year proposal for offshore oil and gas drilling that would ban new exploration of the Atlantic and Pacific coasts, while permitting it in the Gulf of Mexico and along Alaska's coast. A federal judge invalidated the largest oil and gas lease auction in American history, held in November, on the basis that the government had not considered the costs to the climate. A group of black Tesla workers filed a racial discrimination lawsuit against the company, claiming they experienced regular racial abuse and harassment at its factories. The new suit, filed by 15 current and former workers, joins at least 9 other lawsuits, alleging racial or gender-based discrimination at the company. And word of the week, malos pasos, wrong path in Spanish. At least 100,000 people are missing in Mexico. Victims are often dismissed as having taken the wrong path, and their disappearances ignored by officials.